This show is brought to you by MTN. For your everyday moves, try this new MTN app. MTN, SA's best network.
I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central Show. Today, Tech Central is chatting to the Lekker Network, a global business platform for South Africans around the world to do business and more. And it describes itself, or describes its platform, and I quote here, to connect local businesses with international opportunities and the global South African diaspora eager to invest back home. Now, to chat about the Lekker Network, who's behind it and what its plans are, I'm joined in the Tech Central studio by Renier Lombard. Renier, you're from Cape Town. Thanks for coming up to Josie and
appreciate that.
For your time.
Thank you, Duncan. Appreciate being here and thank you for allowing us to come speak to you.
Pleasure. Tell us a bit about the Lekker Network, when it was founded, who's behind it and what its purpose is.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm going to give you a brief history as to how we got here. One of the co-founders, the original ideation individual behind it, is Nick Latouf. And Nick was one of the co-founders of Falcon when they first launched. He exited that business when they sold to Ashton Kutcher in the US, and that's when he exited. But he built that business using South Africans all over the world to get into the countries. When COVID hit, they weren't super global, and they were able to speak to South Africans all over the world to get the shoe into these countries. And he thought, how amazing would it be to have all these South Africans engaging with each other, opening up doors for each other, and have a professional network? So last year, about March, he posted something on LinkedIn that said South Africans are South Africa's best export. Mm-hmm. It's not gold, it's not platinum, it's people. Our people. Mm-hmm. We have about a million South African staffers that are out there. They've moved away for various reasons, but our people are our best exports. And that post went absolutely viral. So he subsequently posted a few more things about, you know, should we create a network for South Africans to connect in a professional context? And everyone just loved it. He had about 70 messages a day from South Africans all over the world saying, yes, please, like, create this. We need it. And he was speaking to a friend in the States, and he said, you know, we're trying to build this network. And the guy's like, that sounds like a Lekker Network. He's like, that's what we need to call it. That's where the name comes from. And
Who said that?
I have to get you the name.
Okay.
So Nick Latouf, one of his friends offshore, mm-hmm. he was speaking to that. But I've known Nick for quite a few years, about 3 years now. And we've known each other because I run a LinkedIn agency, an executive agency here in South Africa that predominantly work with internationals all over the world. And he was doing something similar, so we knew each other in that space. And we built up a relationship over a few years. So he called me in May 2024, and he said, Renier, I need help. I can't do this myself. He was part of a nuclear startup in Switzerland, helping them in modular reactors for data centers.
Oh, wow.
So building that company, and he was part of that. And he just said to me, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, I don't have the resources. So he called me and said, Renier, I need help creating this. I know that you're an action person, you can implement, you've got the resources, will you help me? So I said, yes, I will, because I know the power of South Africans working with each other all over the world. We've built our agency purely on the fact of people overseas creating a connection and actually sending us clients mm-hmm. back from those countries. So I said, let's do this. I've got the agency, I've got the team, I've got the resources. I'll come on board as their execution partner and let's take it to market. So I was the person that started the initial idea behind it to get it to a certain point. Nick only joined full time when we launched, mm-hmm. and that was in March this year. But essentially what we did is I said to the team, if we're going to get this out there, the community needs to build this for themselves. They need to support it. So we deliberately didn't go after angel or VC money.
Okay.
Because it was just an idea. Also, a lot of angels and VCs don't just like investing in ideas. Mm-hmm. So I said to Nick, let's do a crowdsource funding campaign. And let's get the members to pay for this mm-hmm. so we can create this. So we went on a very big founding member group or founding member drive from about September to November last year. And I've got quite a decent personal brand on LinkedIn, so I communicated all this throughout it and I was building in public and I said, we're going to be doing this and we're doing this founding member group. And we got 200 members to pay for their first year upfront mm-hmm. within 2 months, which was phenomenal. And 60% of those members were all offshore in London, in New York, in Dubai, and they wanted this to be created. And our whole ethos is, how can I help you? It's not about what can I take from this or what can I get. It's South Africans helping each other expand, open up doors, fund each other, do business with each other. And we did that founding group. did 200 members in 2 months.
Were those members all companies or did you have individuals as well?
Majority business owners. Mm-hmm. So I'd say business owners.
People.
I'd say about 95% business owners. Also, the way we did it was we told people we don't know what you're going to get. People asked us, like, what am I going to get for this 18,000 Rand I'm going to pay for the year? And we said, we don't know, but you're going to help us. You're going to help us create this. You're going to help us in strategy sessions and focus, and you're going to have your fingerprint and blueprint on what this becomes. And that it organically attracted the business owner, the risk takers, the problem solvers, the business owners that also could afford it. Mm-hmm. So we got a majority of business owners to join. And they sat with us and they helped us during focus groups and strategy sessions and what values we need and how we build this for the future. And then we launched in March this year, 14th of March. We had about 400 people at the launch in Cape Town. And yeah, we've been growing since then about 1 to 2 members a day.
Okay.
I think as of yesterday, we had about 330 members.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So is it constituted as a for-profit or a non-profit? How is it?
It is a business.
It's a business.
So it's set up as a business. Mm-hmm. And I said this to the founding, the co-founders, because there's 4 co-founders within the business. And I said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it properly. It's going to be run like a business. It's going to be a for-profit entity. It's not going to be an NGO. It's not going to be a volunteer kind of thing, because this has been tried in the past. People have tried to create these networks for South Africa, Facebook groups, communities, and it just never gets off the ground.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the good quality kind of people in there, the caliber, and the team behind it. Mm-hmm. Now, everything costs money to create, and I can't ask people to volunteer for certain things. So we deliberately set it up as a PTY. It is a business. But how it's been structured is that whatever profit this business makes is that it'll go into our LAC investment fund.
Okay.
And that fund will start in funding the businesses within the network with growth capital. Mm-hmm. So if our members need to get to the US or the UK, or they want to produce products that send into China and they need funding, they can come to the fund and we can actually help them get into these countries. So we're deliberately creating it as a business. And not
but not to maximize profit.
Not to maximize profit, but to use that profit to fund the members within the actual membership.
Okay. Yeah. So how is that going to be managed?
Well, one of our co-founders is Guy Ellis. Mm-hmm. He's a fundraising specialist and expert. He sits in Miami. He's a South African. And that's all he does, is that he does deals between VCs and angels and startups or growth for growth funding. And he's going to be running the investment side. Mm-hmm. So if a company comes to us and they need investment to produce product or get equipment, we can help them. Mm-hmm. And we can then take that and just amplify it and create into a sustainable model.
And what are the technological underpinnings of all of this? I presume there's some sort of platform to support it.
Most certainly.
What does that look like? How was it developed?
So I said to the team when we started, we will do something custom eventually, but we don't want to invest millions into something that we don't know is going to work or not going to work. Mm-hmm. This whole experience has been about let's test things, let's break things, let's fail, let's just do, and then see what happens. So we've built a community platform in the back end using BuddyPress, if you had to call it that, just to see what works and what doesn't work. So we have a platform. And we're throwing a lot of things into that and seeing what members like and don't like. And we will build a custom system eventually. Mm-hmm. But majority of this is actually on WhatsApp. A lot of our members, we have chapters on WhatsApp. They're communicating on WhatsApp. We have a whole community structure. There's about 28 chapters on mm-hmm. WhatsApp at the moment. But we're also using technology to connect people. So mm-hmm. one of the things that we have implemented is we call it Lacquer Intros. And it's a AI-driven algorithm in the back end that sits with our members and looks at the data that they have mm-hmm. and connects them with people that they should be connected with. So if Duncan had to join as a member, you're in marketing, digital marketing, and you've identified that you want to speak to only businesses in manufacturing. Every second week, you'll get an intro to someone in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Please meet Dave. He's in manufacturing. You should have a conversation. And then it actually sets up meetings for you. And it sets up the meeting, you meet with them, and that just drives the organic kind of introductions in the back end. So mm-hmm. That's called Lacquer Intros. And we're just going to be testing everything as we go into it.
Yeah.
But the majority of the communication at the moment is WhatsApp and then the platform that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are non-South Africans allowed to join?
Most certainly.
They are?
Most certainly.
Okay.
We actually have a number of non-South Africans. Mm-hmm. We have a few members in Switzerland that actually have teams in South Africa and they love working with South Africans. So they join because they want more talent. They want to invest in the country. So you don't have to hold a green number mm-hmm. to be part of this.
Are there any restrictions on being a member?
We have a value-based restriction.
Right.
So every member that joins, we interview them. We ask them why you want to use it, why you want to join, how you're going to help. And if someone wants to come in and just do lead gen and sell and, you know, do so. We don't allow them in. We've said no to quite a few people because they want to come into this and they want to use it instead of contributing and giving back. Mm-hmm. And if you don't resonate or don't align with our values, then you can't join. Mm. We are allowing people that are small businesses, big businesses. It's leveling the playing ground because the biggest issue with small businesses is getting access to network, you know, funding at the end of the day. And we want those small businesses to have the same level of access as if you had a company of 50 or 100 employees. That's 10 years down the line. So we have a lot of those coming in. We have a lot of established businesses that are helping them. And it's just South Africans that are trying to engage and help each other.
These business owners, are they mostly expats?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so, where mainly?
So the current makeup of the network, we're about 48% local in South Africa. Predominantly Cape Town, Joburg, a bit of Durban. Some of them are living in the outlying regions. And then the rest is all worldwide. We've got a big big membership in UK. I think about 70 members now in the UK alone.
Okay.
It will be one of our biggest because I think there's 150,000 that live just in the UK. We've got a big contingent in the US and Canada. So that's what's going to be a big one.
So it's where expats tend to go.
It's where the expats are.
Yeah.
We're actually finding a lot of members from Isle of Man joining. Mm-hmm. And did you know that a tenth of the population is actually South African in Isle of Man?
Mm-hmm.
8,000 South Africans live there. They work in the banking and finance and wealth industry. So we're getting a lot of members from Isle of Man joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know Mark Shuttleworth is there.
Oh, yeah. We should actually get him as a member.
You should. And I see you've appointed a number of brand ambassadors as well. So some people I know, Bob Skinstad, the former rugby player, now living in the UK, I believe. Bruce Whitfield, I think, is also living in the UK. And several other people as well.
Yeah.
How did you get these guys on board? Did they like the concept?
Well, and this is also why I think Nick called me. Because of the agency that we run, we have access to these individuals. They're also our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we run their LinkedIn profiles, their LinkedIn personal brands, and we've been working with them for many years. So it was an easy conversation. I could WhatsApp Bruce Whitfield and say, Bruce, I'm doing this beautiful thing. Would you like to join? And yeah, that sounds fantastic. Let's do it. Because he knows us and he trusts us and he wanted to do it. So it wasn't a hard sell, no.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So to join, it's 18,000 rand a year?
No, so that was the founding member group.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have various tiers. We've got an individual tier, a premium membership, and a commercial membership. Most of our members are on the premium membership, which is the business listing, if you had to call it that.
Okay.
That's 2,000 rand a month that we charge, or 22,000 rand a year.
Okay. So what do members get from this? I know you've touched on some of it, but I believe there's things like a business directory, a jobs portal, social platforms.
Correct.
What else are they getting?
So our network's a little bit different to the traditional other networks like EO, YPO, Civitas. A lot of these networks also focus on education and trying to educate the entrepreneur. We have a firm belief that entrepreneurs, they know what they're doing. They're busy. They're in it. Mm-hmm. Right? They're learning as they go. It's not a very big – there is educational element to it, but our main value is connecting people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to connect you with more South Africans on a weekly, monthly basis. And
in person?
In person and online.
Mm-hmm.
So because everyone's international, we try and – online is the biggest that's going to happen.
Of course.
We've got various sessions called micro meets where you literally rock up with 10 other members and you meet them. And you could be in a room there with a – we've got a number of ex-Springboks, ex-cricketers that's left the sporting field, sporting realm and now in business.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got – you might meet an ex-Springbok as you're in this micro meet, or you might meet a singer or that's been in the UK now. It's quite amazing. But the whole thing is trying to connect these individuals and get them into rooms so they can engage. If you put another South African with another South African, they're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to either have a bribe or they're going to do business. So
more likely have a bribe. Yes.
Probably. And a lot of these South Africans that we're attracting yearn connection. There's so many members that are joining that have been based in the UK for a few years, and they haven't been able to really get their foot in the door or create a network. And it's very hard. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
So this is providing them that community that they can be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding people that they didn't even know were near them, but they were a few suburbs down the road, and now they're engaging and they're doing business, and it's quite phenomenal to see.
Yeah. So have you seen, I don't know if you can mention any examples, but have you seen business opportunities flowing out of this platform? Are there any examples you can give?
I'll give you a beautiful example.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar with Oryx Desert Salt here in South Africa. It's run by Samantha Skyring, mm-hmm. Quite a successful brand that's gone offshore. So she's in America. She's actually in Whole Foods in America as well. So she's going global with her salt and pepper brand. And she didn't have a very big foothold in Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So she joined the network as a founding corporate member.
Yeah.
And she said to the guys in the network, guys, I want to get into Netherlands. Mm-hmm. There was a member in the membership that actually has access to all the retailers there. So they started speaking. Next thing, a month later, she's sending containers of her product to Netherlands because of that one connection that could open up a door, get into the retailers.
Amazing.
And organically, that's now going to produce local jobs. She has a whole production center in Khayelitsha, and that's the byproduct of connecting these people.
Yeah.
If they do business, they're going to start hiring a lot more local people. That's what we're trying to do. That's the impact that we're trying to have. I'll give you another example. One of our members lives in Isle of Man, and his whole business is a digital marketing and development agency, mm-hmm. and they're buying agencies in the USA. So they'll buy a dev agency or SEO agency or digital marketing agency, and they will politely ask all the staff to leave, and they'll replace all of them with South African staff, cutting all their salaries by about two-thirds. So they'll keep the account managers. They'll purchase the agency and then they'll just fill it with all South African staff to actually execute all the work here. And he's done that now about 12 times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. So tech sector, we're obviously a tech publication here at Tech Central. How many of your members are from the tech space? In fact, which is the biggest industry that you represent?
So I would say the biggest industry, yes, it would be tech and professional services.
Okay.
So
lawyers, accountants.
But then, you know, also the dev agencies and professional services kind of realm. A lot of our business owners that are offshore run SaaS companies, but their staff sit here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest members, he runs a company called Inspire Testing. They test platforms for companies around the world, SaaS platforms. And they have about 400 or 500 employees in South Africa, but he lives in London. So what they do is they try and find work offshore. They get all the new business that comes into it, but then they execute all the work here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. We have a number of those companies that have tech platforms that they've built, or they're developing that for other companies, but most of their staff sit here and they're actually developing all the IP and stuff here in South Africa. The tech side's interesting because a lot of them are in cybersecurity. I would say a good percentage in cybersecurity. That are working with a lot of companies, and they've formed a little, group themselves, and they're helping each other because there's a lot of work out there, specifically for cybersecurity.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not in competition. We have a very big non-competition kind of value. It's a collaboration.
I was going to ask what happens when you've got two direct competitors in your network.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic. Because
do they talk?
Of course. And we influence it.
Okay.
Competitors shouldn't be competitors. They should be partners.
Don't tell the guys at the Competition Commission.
But. Sure. So if you were in South Africa and you were competing for the same clientele in South Africa, fine. You might be in competition.
Yeah.
But the world is a big, big market. There is enough business for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's an abundance. And if you build together, you're stronger. Mm-hmm. So we influence competitors to meet each other and to engage and help each other. Mm-hmm. And they are doing that. We've got a number of agencies in the AI space that are creating AI agents and AI systems. And they're partnering. And a lot of them, they won't be in competition because they have different sectors. One's in Singapore, one's in Australia, one's in the UK. And they can collaborate because why not? Mm-hmm. You know?
And they might even look at an M&A if it's
100%.
If that's it's complementary, it. I guess. Yeah. So anyone who wants to learn more about the Lacquer Network, what is your website address?
TheLacquerNetwork.com. You all can go have a look at that. You can follow me on LinkedIn as well. You can follow myself and Nick Latouf. Mm-hmm. And we're building in public. So we're talking about the pitfalls, the successes, the how it works, the challenges that we face, because it's quite a challenging thing to do to build this network. There's a lot of mistakes we're making. We haven't built a network of this size yet.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it.
I suppose something like this has to be built publicly.
It has to be built publicly.
Yeah. Because if you build it behind closed doors, people are going to say, what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. We're exception transparent. Mm-hmm. We're building as we go. We're building with the members. And every member that comes on, we say to them, this is not perfect. It's not polished. We are a startup by all means. We're 3 months old. But you're here to help us. And if you help us build for the future, it's going to do so well for you and your business when you do get to a certain size or when we get to a certain size. Mm-hmm. Our goal is 5,000 members in 5 years. And we are well on that way. Hopefully we'll get to 1,000 members by this time next year. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see the kind of South Africans coming in here that are doing incredible things mm-hmm. overseas. And it's more good than bad, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Everyone tells us South Africans leaving because they hate South Africa. They don't. Mm-hmm. They love South Africa. Mm-hmm. Everyone we speak to still carries a flag on their shoulder. They want to contribute. They want to help. Even the women and men that have been there for 10, 20, 30 years, mm-hmm. they still love South Africa and they still want to hire South Africans and do good for the country, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Fantastic initiative. Renier Lombard is co-founder of the Lekker Network. Thanks for sharing your insights with Tech Central's community today. Much appreciated.
Appreciate it, Duncan. Thank you.